We're going to continue here with our post-race media availability. We've now been joined by our race winner from tonight's NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race, which was Lane Riggs. Lane, congratulations on that win. Quite a battle there at the end. Why don't you tell us about what that kind of was like? You were dominant earlier in the race and then really had to work your way back toward the front and really put on a show there those last five laps or so.
Yeah, not ideal. I don't know what was wrong with those tires we put on to start the final stage. I was like, maybe I'm just this loose and dirty air. I mean, I haven't been this far back all day. But, I mean, I swore they put the left rear on the right rear and the right rear on the left rear. It was just absolutely undrivable. So, held on to it, didn't wreck it. It was that bad. And, thankfully, the caution came out just at the right time for us. Had nothing to lose, so we just came down pit road to put four on and I got my race truck back. I don't know what happened with those set of tires. I've never had that before in the truck series. I've had bad tires in late models, but I've never had a bad set of tires in the truck series. That was very interesting. I'm glad that we were able to come back. I just blacked out there those last 10 or 15 laps just to get it to the front. Those guys gave me such a good truck in the first two stages. They gave me a shot at the very end to win it back and claw back to the front. And I knew I couldn't leave here without that guitar. So, yeah, just thank you to everybody. It was really fun racing the seven there. I think we were three wide across the line for the white flag. I wish that Chandler could have got to second instead of third, but still a great performance by both trucks at front row. Yeah, probably the best race truck I've ever had before. I knew it in practice. It was just so dominant. Just it did everything I wanted it to do, just so secure and had so much grip. And we really went to work at the Ford Racing Simulator to be better for this racetrack. We were already pretty good here, and we just fine-tuned it to get that much better. So, yeah, just so happy to get me a guitar, number four for the Riggs family. Going to put it next to Dad's.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll go ahead and go to questions, and we will start up front here with Dustin.
Dustin Lomito-Jayski, congrats, Lane. What were you thinking when Raj was starting to come up the track through three and four?
Well, I drove to his outside. It was super bold looking back. I mean, I didn't lift until I got to his outside. I was like, I'll just figure the exit out later. He came to Victory Lane to congratulate me. It was fun racing with him. I said, if you would have come up, we would have both been in the fence because I wasn't going to lift for you. I was going to try to win that race. And he knew it, and I knew it. If I got to his outside, it was over. So glad that he barely gave me the room there. It was a great race to the finish. I was really worried I had a left front tire rub with the way he was pinching me there. So, yeah, just super, super thankful that it worked out for us. Left front tire stayed up. Good battle with Raja here. We've both been really good at this racetrack. Yeah, always fun for when he comes back down to the Truck Series and races with us. It was really cool to the finish. Like I said, I'm glad that we put on a really good show for the fans. Thanks.
All right, we'll go to John and then to Zach.
Thank you. John Newby, FanBuzz. The way that your guys' season started with Daytona Atlanta not going the way you wanted to, and then now since then you have three 70-plus point performances, how big has the chase format benefited you guys as you've kind of fought back to take the points lead now and kind of build up a lead over Caden?
Yeah, so far I don't think it's really made a difference. It's not going to make a difference until we start the chase, but this is the strongest we've ran early season. We've, like, pretty much every year we go to Daytona and Atlanta and we're like buried outside the top 20 in points every time. It's just, we always just take a little bit of time to fire off early season. Two super speedways to start off. Not really my strong suit. I don't have a lot of experience on them. So it's hard for us to fire off with good performances right at the bat. But then we got the St. Pete win, race number three, and that's just kind of kept our momentum rolling. It took a little bit of time for us to kind of put the whole package together with this new body kind of rules over the offseason that they've updated. We kind of took Darlington in the first couple races that we ran on bigger ovals to try to get a grasp on it. And now I feel like we know what our package needs to be to go fast. So just really proud of our performance at front row. I'm comfortable driving the trucks. I know exactly what I need to go fast. My crew chief Dylan makes great adjustments. My engineer Jonathan, we spend a lot of time at the Ford Racing Simulator to go faster. And they give us the tools to let us do that. So I'm just glad that we're this strong early season. We just got to keep it up. Our goal, I think it was before the six-week stretch, mine and Dylan's goal, we sat down and we said we need to have the points lead after Michigan, after the six-week stretch, and we got it today. So I'm just super, super fortunate. Thanks.
All right, Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Lane, congratulations. That was an incredible drive all the way back through on that last run. When the 44 got loose in front of you there off coming out of turn four, did you feel like that was almost a shot lost where Did you believe that you had enough time to carve your way through?
It's so hard to tell, because when you get full clean air with four tires, you can make a lot of ground, and you have one little misstep that breaks your momentum like that, and it's bad. I mean, I think it was like three or four times I got stuck in front of somebody, behind somebody, they got free in front of me on the top, and you're just completely stuck. There's nothing you can do. So really just circumstantial there. I'm glad that I didn't wreck him. I mean, I was on the binders trying not to spin him around. I wanted it to go green to the finish. And then I got to third, and I was like, I think this is probably all we're going to have. We still got a podium after a really rough start to the stage three that put us behind. And then my spotter, Josh, he's like, all right, if you don't make any mistakes, you're going to get them at the end. And I was like, okay, we'll see. And I just drove my heart out all the way to the finish. I wasn't going to lose it for my guys. Thanks.
All right, go ahead.
Trent Wars from frontstretch.com. Lane, back-to-back wins for you, but it's also back-to-back rain delay races where you've won. But this one went the distance, so how does this one feel compared to last week where you guys couldn't get all the laps in?
Yeah, it was kind of dismal last week. We didn't finish all the laps. You know, it was kind of odd. I mean, we had a two-day rain delay. Kyle's passing being so just raw in our hearts, so close to Charlotte. It was a lot of – and gloomy all weekend. It was cloudy the whole time we were there. It was just a lot of emotions going on, just really, really dreary weekend. But I was glad I got the win. I'm glad I could celebrate it and dedicate it to Kyle. And tonight was – we had a rain delay, but it didn't really affect the racing. We got all the laps in straight. We never had to take a delay during the race. So I was glad that we didn't start and run like 10 laps and then have a couple-hour delay. That kind of puts everything on hold. But we had a straight-through race here tonight, straight up. Yeah, I think starting up front was really helpful for us. I think that even if we did qualify, I'm pretty confident that we could have qualified at least in the top three. So I think that it would have been the same either way, but I'll take it however they come to me. Makes my job easier.
All right, do I have additional questions here? Okay. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, Lane, your dad won the inaugural truck race here a long time ago. I don't think you were around at the time.
Not yet, a year later.
How does it feel to be the track's first second-generation winner?
It's pretty cool. It's awesome. Like I said in all my interviews this week, I've had to grow up. He's got his trophy cases with his guitars in our basement, and I've had to look at them all my life, and now I got my own. So I usually take all my trophies home to my place in Charlotte, but I think I'm going to take this one back to Bahama and put it next to his.
Tom Krager at the Tennessean. Lane, follow up on that. Just, is this a trophy you've been wanting for a long time, having seen your dad with three of them?
It is. It is. Just the success he's had here. This always just kind of a track that was good for him, and he had a lot of speed. And I feel like it just kind of goes along with my driving style, too. A lot of the same characteristics are still at this racetrack. I mean, it's original pavement on the track. Not a whole lot's changed. Some of the tips, advice he's given me to be better here, things to focus on, the way the races trend, like that's all the same 25 years later. So it's really amazing how racing's still just racing at the end of the day and things can correlate still. So, just so glad I could get it done for everybody.
All right. Did you have a question too? You're good? Everybody good? Is there any other final questions? All right, Lane, congratulations again.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy that guitar.
Yeah, I will. I got to learn how to play it.
Play guitar?
No.
Not yet. Yeah, exactly.